What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Today, if today awesome. Is Friday, April 3rd, and it is, right?
yeah, it is.
If today is Friday, April 3rd, then there's only 148 days remaining until the start of the college football season on August 29th. You know what, Rona? One thing just occurred to me. By August 29th, people are really going to hate that song.
Oh, they're going to be sick of it. But they're going to be happy.
But, oh, yeah, they're going to be happy. And hey, Ramona.
Yeah.
I now have Dabo Swinney on my side, too. Dabo Swinney said this. See if this sounds familiar. I have zero doubt we're going to play. This is America, man. This is the greatest country on the planet. We'll rise up and kick this in the teeth. September is a long time away, man. Does any of that sound familiar, Ramona?
Oh, yeah, it does.
I mean, basically, I've been saying that every day, right?
Absolutely.
And look, this is the way it's going to be. We're going to have football. You can believe whatever you want, but we're going to have football. And again, it's more than football for football's sake. It's football is a sign that we are returning to normalcy. It's necessary for our economy. It's a huge part of who and what we are. We will not stay down. We will not stay down. And I'm glad to see Dabo Swinney come out and say that. You listening, Herb Street? We are going to have football, period. And it seems more and more obvious by the day. And as I say, we continue to work towards solutions, and we'll find solutions. Before we get going, and by the way, later today, 5 o'clock, we've moved it actually up 20 minutes because we're going to need that much time.
Yeah, you got yourself 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 more minutes because we're going to need that. I will be joined by Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain, and by Coach Josh Phillips, who is now the new offensive coordinator at Berea High School. And they will engage in a mock draft. Alternating selections, your humble road rage servant will grade their picks. We will have all sorts of bells and whistles. This is going to be a bag full of fun. Trust me. We've done a number of these live mock drafts. Yes.
Do they know that you're going to grade them?
Yes. Of course.
Okay, well,
this is what we do. Yeah. I mean, and this is going to be a bag full of fun. Trust me. You will not want to miss this. And they're going to need some guidance, especially Phillips, because Phillips gets a little nutty at draft time. He brings in these players from left field. So we will evaluate the picks. We have all sorts of bells and whistles associated with it. 2 hours of amazing fun to end an amazing week of shows here.
It has been a fun week this week, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a great week. It has flown by. It's going to continue to fly by. But I should again say we are going to have football this fall, and it's going to be the most amazing football season in our history for a whole bunch of reasons, including the fact that, we've been deprived for so long. We're going to be so hungry for it. But beyond that, there's so many fascinating storylines in college football and the NFL more than any year that I ever remember. So that's all coming our way. I also want to take a minute, Ramona, based on something I saw last night that was trending. And I want to offer my thanks on this particular issue. We take some things for granted, and we're living through a difficult and dangerous time, and we will emerge. But we do take some things for granted. There are businesses that are operating that are out of themselves like they normally would under adverse risk situations, and they're the truck drivers and the delivery truck drivers and the mail people and the first responders and the doctors and the nurses and so many others that I can't recite off the top of my head, but we owe all those people a tremendous debt of gratitude. You know what? The grocery store employees, the people who are sometimes take the brunt of, right, the people who sometimes take the brunt of criticism and derogatory comments because sometimes the shelves aren't completely stocked and they're doing the best they can. So make it easy on them. Thank them when you see them. Thank them for what they're doing. The shelves will be stocked again within hours because that's what they do. That's what they do. So if you hit it at the wrong time, come back another time. The food's going to be there. We don't have to have these hoarding efforts. You don't have to have 27 rolls of toilet tissue. You know, the supplies will be there. Return to normalcy in terms of your shopping. But all of these people, they all deserve our thanks because they're all executing difficult, necessary jobs at a time that we need them most. And while many of us are doing what we're supposed to be doing, trying to stay home, trying to maintain the order that we're supposed to follow, many of these other people are still in the arena. And they are making life easier, in some cases making it possible for the rest of us. So thank those people. Give them an extra thanks. You know, and we give them a huge road rage thank to all of them, to all those people and all the others that I'm neglecting to mention. It's not by intent. It's just, I'm just thinking off the top of my head about the people who deliver the food and the mail and everything else and the supplies, the truck drivers, the delivery truck drivers, the mail people, the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, the grocery store employees, all of them getting it done for the rest of us in difficult times. So I just went on a Friday to thank all those people. I saw the delivery thing trending night on Twitter and I thought, yeah, I should have mentioned that already. So absolutely. Know that we really appreciate all your efforts. Absolutely, with absolute certainty. A lot of things to get to in this first 2 hours. If you want to get in, you're welcome to join the conversation as always. You won't be able to get in the final 2 hours, so in all likelihood, so the time is now if you want to join the conversation. A couple other things that Dabo Sweeney said. This is from Anna Hickey. Dabo said that DJ sometimes makes Trevor look normal due to his ability to rip the football. Do you remember Ramona way back on signing day when DJ came in, and actually it was way before that. I don't know the time frame when we first learned of his recruitment, and I watched his film. And I came on the radio and I said, as hard as it is to believe, this guy's arm is actually much better than Trevor's. And people thought that was insane at the time. They thought that was insane. And gradually, information has leaked out. We've heard comments. We've heard Trevor Lawrence say it. And people have become accepting of that notion. Here's more of the same. It's the head coach of the football team saying, that DJ's ability makes Trevor look normal due to his ability to rip the football. Yeah, it was obvious when I first saw him. One of the stronger arms I've ever seen, which is, again, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. Those are some of the – the other thing is, and I think that I saw Grace Rayner write this, and it was a comment about Cornell Powell, which I thought was interesting, and it was Dabo Sweeney, and I'm paraphrasing. Dabo Sweeney said that Cornell Powell had the best spring of any of the receivers, caught the most balls, and basically that this was the Cornell Powell that they always thought that they had. Well, you know what? That's the guy I thought they had. I mean, I remember way back when thinking that Cornell Powell, and saying it, that I thought he had real promise and that he looked like a running back with the ball in his hands and all these kinds of things. Well, maybe that's finally happening. It's funny. you can't always predict when the light will go on for certain kids. It's why I've always said this. Fans will give up on guys, and sometimes with good reason. You know, you don't see anything for a long period of time. You don't, but coaches have a different job, and they can't give up on guys. They have to keep coaching them, and if they've invested time in them, they've got to continue to believe in them and hope that at some point the light comes on. Cliche alert, but maybe it has for Cornell Powell. And you never know when it's going to happen. It sometimes takes guys longer. You know, we see these five-star guys, and even with players of that ilk, and we think, well, they should be great immediately. It's not the case. You know, I did some 5 or 10 year study X number of years ago on the percentage of five stars over a period of time that were impactful players in year one. And it was only like 25% of them that were major impact players. And then there was a lower, there was another percentage that played and were productive and then went down from there. So even amongst the best players, this is an enormous jump from high school to college football, especially when you're jumping to this type of level that Clemson's at. And there's fierce competition. And there are a million other challenges that high school players, when they get to college, face. And sometimes those things waylay them. Sometimes they get caught up or lost in it. And so guys mature at different rates. Some never make it for an assortment of reasons. But from a coaching perspective, you keep coaching guys. You know, even if you're feeling the same way the fans do, you keep coaching them. And you hope that at some point they wake up, they come on, they develop into the player that you had hoped or thought they might be to begin with. Maybe that's the case with Cornell Powell now. I'll tell you what, for a team that's already loaded with weapons, and I do mean loaded, if Cornell Powell is going to become the player now that many of us had hoped he would be at the beginning, then Clemson's going to be just that much more difficult to defend. So I thought there was a lot of good news out of the mini presser, and in terms of the direction, and bad news for Todd, Clemson not cycling out. You know, Clemson. Rona, I know that was Looper's favorite comment, but it's still such an unbelievable comment. And you wonder, you can never live that kind of thing down, especially as Clemson continues to just get better and better and better. And the gap between Clemson and many of their competitors just keeps widening. It's, it's the exact opposite of cycling down. You know, it as good as Clemson has been, you have the feeling that you haven't reached the top of the mountain yet. You know, you have the feeling that you're still ascending, which is insanity. And all you need to do is look at the quarterback position. You know, where almost impossibly Clemson keeps at the very least matching their predecessor. You know, each guy is a little bit different, but, you know, utterly sensational in their own right. And that has been one of the pitfalls for many of these other alleged contending teams. They have not been able to replicate a quality quarterback. They've not been able to find replacements, I should say, for quality quarterbacks. So when you lose one, generally there's a drop-off. There's no drop-off at Clemson. If anything, the position seems to get better, which is, like I said, virtually impossible. But you know, in X number of years, you're going to see all these guys starting in the NFL. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have a lot of wide receivers in the NFL, and it's great and all that. But if you start having, you know, there are only 32 NFL teams. If you wind up with four or five of them with Clemson's starting quarterbacks, I mean, there's never going to be a better sign of how dominant you are as a program. And that's going to happen because some of these guys are going to be playing in the league at the same time. Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, DJ, these guys are all going to wind up playing the NFL at the same time and presumably all going to be starting. It really is pretty amazing. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
In communities across the upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship, and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new Trane system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent Trane dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina, in conjunction with Ford Motor Company, is excited to announce 0% financing for 84 months through Ford Credit on all remaining 2019 models. That's right, free money for 84 months. Talk about low payments, interest-free. 2019 Edges, F-150s, Mustangs, Rangers, Ford's entire 2019 lineup, including Super Duties. Take advantage of this incredible offer exclusively at Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. the home of no dealer fees.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in. Now is a good time. Later today, we'll have a two-hour live mock draft. It's going to be all sorts of fun, I promise you. So if you want to get in, now would actually be a good time. I know we just lost a couple of people during that break and get back in. Hey, let me tell you about First Class HALT. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Nobody does it better. Look, they have the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues you have. It's all they do. They've mastered these makes of vehicles. They have all of the top line tools and equipment, diagnostic equipment that they keep up to date. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, we still stand behind our services. That's insanity. I mean, you know, if you think about it, what that means in a practical, you know, people hear that, they don't, maybe don't know what that means. Here's what it means. If they put a water pump in your vehicle, for example, and 2.5 years from now, you're in Arizona and that thing goes, they're going to pay to have you towed and they're going to pay to have it fixed. That's what it means. You tell me who's doing that. We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest. Let you know the urgency behind any such repairs. How about this with oil changes? One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. This isn't done by the Sears tire guy. This is done by their master tech. Three, our master tech will perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We believe it's vital to remove the tires and measure the brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. You tell me where you get this with an oil change. I'll tell you, First Class HALT. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you are doing yourself an enormous disservice if you aren't taking it to Anderson or Greenville First Class HALT. So go see him today. You will thank me later. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, you know how I've always told you when I first started listening to you, I didn't really like you because I took you as a Yankee that hated Clemson and hated Bowden, and I finally figured out you knew what you were talking about, and you didn't hate anybody. You were just being honest, which is rare on any sports show. That somebody's always got a side they're on, but you don't seem to ever take a side, which I like, but it took me a while to figure that out. Then I started wondering about Ramona, and then I figured out you were a genius with Ramona because she's by far the best co-host or the best whatever you want to call a producer on any show. I love her to death, and that's another thing. But
thank you.
I'm looking at the Clemson quarterback. Yeah, you deserve it. The last three quarterbacks we've had, you know, Watson, to me, was the smartest quarterback we've ever had so far. I mean, he had the cool and calmness, but he understood when he looked at the defense where the play needed to go. He didn't have the arm like Ungulele or whatever his name is or Trevor, but he knew where to put it, and he could put it there most of the time. And, you know, I think that's what made him so good, and he was so cool and calm. He never got flustered under pressure. You know, Trevor's got this cannon of an arm. He can run a lot better than we thought. He's still growing in the part of processing when to do what to do, but he's young. I think this new guy may have a little bit of both. If he's got the brains to read a defense like Watson and an arm like everybody's saying, which I've seen him, his film, I think he does, he could be trouble for everybody, man. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be trouble for everybody. I mean, he's a remarkable talent. You know, again, in the past, the comp for me has been Dante Culpepper. And people probably have forgotten Dante Culpepper. But when Culpepper came out of Central Florida, he was a monster. And when he was healthy in the NFL, he was a tremendous quarterback. And that's who DJ reminds me of. You know, the other thing that Deshaun had, and Trevor has it as well, just not quite as much of it because he's a bigger guy. You know, when you're 6'6", it takes a little more to get your feet moving. Once Trevor gets his feet moving, he's a phenomenal athlete, as you witnessed when he took it, you know, 68 yards, whatever it was, against Ohio State for a touchdown. But what Deshaun has is he has an almost supernatural ability to extend plays. Burrow had some of that, but Deshaun has almost a supernatural ability, Houdini-like, you know, where it looks like, right, where it looks like there's three, four guys around him, and somehow he gets out of it, and the next thing you know, he's either running for a first down or hitting you downfield. And that's another of the ingredients that made Deshaun special. Look, every one of these guys has unique characteristics that make them elite, and they are elite. I mean, Deshaun was elite. Trevor's elite. DJ is going to be elite, you know, assuming health and all that type of stuff. But the other thing that DJ has is, you know, he's going to be a different every one of these guys a different type of runner. They have some characteristics that are similar, but they have things that make them completely unique. And DJ is more of a power runner, as you would expect. When he gets his shoulders squared and heads downhill, I mean, I can show you high school film where people just don't even want to get in his way because, you know, the guy is 6'4 and a half, 250 pounds, and, you know, and he's a good athlete. So once he heads downhill, you know, he's a power runner. You know, Taj Boyd was a power runner, more like a fullback-style runner. Taj was that style runner. You know, DJ is a little bit more that style as a runner, but he's just bigger and stronger and all those other things. So, you know, he's going to be
a lot.
Yeah, he's going to be a major problem for teams to deal with when they get to him. But before they get to him, they're going to have to deal with another year of Trevor Lawrence. So, right. Yeah, so much for cycling out.
Right, one more comment on Powell. You know, if you think about it, Powell, when he come in, he's just been in some bad situations behind some of the best receivers in college football. I mean, when you got to play behind the talent he played behind, he had to be super great to even break out, and he just never got that chance. If you think about it, Newt was good, but he didn't really break out until Sammy got in trouble and got hurt. Then Newt become the darn unbelievable 4th-and-16 superstar, you know. And, you know,
yeah, look, some of it.
Last year. You never know.
Yeah, look, some of it is just a natural maturing. Some of it is certainly the competition right in front of them. And then I think for Cornell Powell, maybe there were some focus issues at times. I don't know, but it's nice to hear that maybe things are coming together for him at just the right time. And if they do, then there's just more bad news for Clemson opponents because you're already going to face an offense that, in my mind, is going to be the most loaded offense that Clemson has had. Now, there are some offensive line questions. That group last year was pretty good, and we'll see how the new offensive line looks. And I also want to see whether we see any five-man protections from Clemson this year. Whether you see, you know, Clemson has always been open to learning and taking stuff from you know, meeting with other coaches and staffs and sharing information. More people come to Clemson and this staff now than Clemson reaches out. But you're constantly learning. You're constantly looking for something new, something different. And Clemson came face-to-face last year in the national championship game with a team that was running five-man protection schemes that had all sorts of weapons and was putting every one of them out into the pattern and putting more of the onus on an experienced quarterback. Well, Trevor Lawrence is now an experienced quarterback. I think it's going to be fascinating to see whether Clemson dabbles with five-man protection schemes this year and puts all those weapons out into the pattern and says no one can cover all of them. Greg, I have to run.
Yeah, have a good day, Walt.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call. JJ and Len. JJ.
Hey, Walt, how we doing?
Good, JJ. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you. I saw where the Falcons lost two more pieces. Jack Crawford and Adrian Claiborne signed with the Titans and Browns this week. And we're taking a huge hit in cornerback. Do you see anybody out there that would be worth trying to sign? Or I know it's, at this point it's going to be hard to get someone to trade for. Do we use that first pick on a cornerback now? Because, I mean, there's really not more left right now.
Well, look, I think you have needs on the defensive front. I think you have needs at cornerback, certainly. And we're going to explore some of that later today, and I don't want to give all my comments away before the draft actually takes place. But yeah, look, those are certainly need areas for Atlanta. The defense, I will say this, JJ. There are still a lot of talented edge rushers out there on the marketplace. The problem is I just don't know that you can afford any of them.
We don't have a lot of money.
Right, and there's a limited number of those guys, a finite number of those guys in this draft. I mean, there's a major drop-off from Chase Young to the next edge guy, defensive line guy. And then from a cornerback standpoint, it's an interesting draft because I think there's one clear-cut number one cornerback. There's even some speculation now he could drop, and that's Okudah, and it's based on the fact, you don't have times on him. You've got a 40 time, but you don't have a three cone. You don't have a short shuttle. People are a little concerned about those things when it comes to the cornerback position. And then, you move down and you get to Henderson, and Henderson is the next guy. And there's a lot to like about him, and there's some things not to like about him that I'm going to talk about later today. And then beyond that, there's another group of cornerbacks that all look pretty good, that can all play. And so I think the question would be for Atlanta is, what do they address first? Who's available when they pick at 16? And then if neither of the potential need areas are available at where you would take at 16, then I think there's a chance that the Falcons could initiate a trade down with a mind's eye on one of the later round one cornerbacks. But I think for the time being, they'll stay put because this draft, like most others, has about 17, 18 true round one players, and then you get into a gray area. The Falcons are right at the outside border of that 17, 18 round one player area. So I think you stay put. You see who is still available when your slot is coming up during the live draft. And if one of your potential targets is available, you take them at 16. If not, then I think you trade out of there. If you can, move back down because there's going to be a bevy of cornerbacks. There are about five or six guys that I think are all interesting that could be late round one, early round two types. Included in that group is A.J. Terrell, the Clemson cornerback.
All righty, Walt. Well, I appreciate it. And y'all have a great day and a great weekend. And, everybody, we're going to get through this, and we're going to have some football pretty soon. Maybe you should start off Road Wage with some Monday Night Football. Are you ready for some football? I am. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, JJ. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, no, it's coming, and I can't wait. We're all going to need it. And as I said, we are headed towards the most exciting football season of my lifetime, and it's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind. I think we're seeing, testimony from all over the place right now to that effect. There are NFL voices everywhere saying the season's going to be played. The athletic directors collegiately are indicating that the same thing. They do have contingency plan discussions, not contingency plans if the season were canceled. That's not even on the table. What they're discussing is if they had to modify the season in terms of how it fit and how it was placed and breaks and those type, that's being discussed. But the prevailing opinion is that the season's going to be played, and it's going to start on August 29th, and we will have six games on that day. And I am fully a believer in that expectation. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. Len, you're up first when we get back.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with 2 years, 25,000 miles free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. And Toyota of Easley gives away $1,000 every 2 weeks. All you have to do to enter to win is test drive a car. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips and Tipsy Taco. Mr. Knickerbocker is coming soon. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. It is a hard country music Friday. If you've missed it, Mondays will now be Motown Mondays, and Fridays will be hard country Fridays for the time being. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627. I want to look at some pro football folks. First of all, I have USA Today rankings, the Way Too Early College Football rankings. They rebooted them. I want to look at those if time allows. And I've been trying to get to that all week, haven't had time to do it. I have Pro Football Focus draft website with the best returning players for every team in college football. I want to take a look at that. You know, their insanity continues. I mean, I'm starting to get the feeling there's a look at me element to much of Pro Football Focus's work. I think some of what they do from an analytics standpoint is fine. It's just, at least until their mouthpieces start talking, which I've already indicated. I mean, they have a radio show on NFL radio. It's just awful. I mean, it's Austin Gale, and I mean, they sound like they're 10. I mean, the one kid sounds like he's like 10 years old, and they have no idea what they're talking about. Now I get that they're part of their agenda is to promote their analytics. And when they're sticking to that, they're fine. It's when they venture outside of that and they start offering opinion based on their analytics that is almost frightening, at least in terms of its level of ignorance. But nonetheless, at least, you know what? You know what? At the very least, when they run that show, they're talking about sports. You know, I don't even know when the show runs. I bump into it occasionally. You want to get in 654-767, but we'll take a look at their alleged best players for every college football team returning. Also, before I come to the phones, Ramona, you know, I mentioned the other day some of the incredible philanthropic things that people are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are some new ones, and I unfortunately, I know I'll neglect some names when I elect to throw a couple out, but one of them is sports related, and it's big, and it's Brady. Brady has donated 10 million meals to a foundation that was started by Russell Wilson. So, I mean, how about that? I mean, I don't know what the cost of 10, right? I mean, you know, we talked about Drew Brees and his wife donating $5 million in that community. I don't know what the cost of 10 million meals is, but I'm guessing it's more than $10 million.
Right. If it's $2, you know, that's $20 million. $30 million.
Right. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, and it's not just people in the athletic realm. It's people outside the realm. I saw that Oprah Winfrey is donating $10 million. You know, I don't particularly have a use for Oprah Winfrey, but I applaud. Well, I don't care about her one way or another. You know, I honestly.
Right. Right. I know what you're.
You know, it's not. It's not that. It's not that I dislike her or like her. Neither. I don't. Honestly, I don't even know what she's doing these days. I seriously have no idea. I don't have. You know, I mean, if she has a show somewhere, I don't have any idea. I'm like immune to all that. I don't know. All I know is that I read she donated $10 million. That's all I need to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I salute her. I applaud her. All these people because this is what it's going to take. It's going to take all of these people who have the resources, who have philanthropic hearts to make a difference. So I appreciate all those people who are doing those things in this time. Len, I appreciate you hanging in there.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to make a few comments here about Trevor Lawrence first. If they do have a season this year, and I hope they do, my sense is he is going to come out. But I can't guarantee if there's any future number one pick who's a superstar that you think, I'd say there's about a 25%+ chance that maybe he's considering not coming out. He seems like the type of kid that might just come back to school another year, and it might be it might be the first time in history where not only does a player come back, Dabo might be saying, you know, maybe you better go because we got all these other guys. We don't want them to transfer. I'm just not sure that he's going to leave 100%, and I don't think anyone is. So anyway, I wanted to say that. The second thing is this could be the most competitive NFL season that I've ever seen because I don't see a clear-cut favorite. Even the Chiefs, obviously, they're probably the favorite. But I just see a very, very, very competitive league across the board this year. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I'm going to get to that at some point too because I've picked all my divisions already for next year, but I haven't even touched on it yet. I've said I'm going to get to it, but I haven't got it yet. But yeah, no, I agree with that, Len. I think it's going to be a highly competitive league. You know, I think there are some teams that immediately stand out to me in the AFC. I think Baltimore. is going to be a dominant team again, and I think they have a real chance to win the Super Bowl. I think Buffalo is going to be greatly improved. You know, I love the move of bringing Diggs in there to give Josh Allen a bigger target instead of just throwing to the Nats. I think that was a big move, and I think they were already on the rise anyway. I think Kansas City, obviously, at this point, they've been able to maintain all those receivers, so I think that's important. So they're going to be good, and I think the NFC is going to be very balanced. You know, I think the Saints adding Emmanuel Sanders was a really big addition for them after Brady went to Tampa. You know, you almost had the feeling they needed to have like a move that sort of advanced their cause, and they made it. So I think they're going to be good. I think the NFC East is going to be a better division than it was a year ago. It has to be. You know, I think assuming Carson Wentz stays healthy, I think the Eagles have made some moves that have made them better. We discussed Dallas a little yesterday. I think they should be better. Look, the Washington Redskins, I think, are going to be better. When I say better, I don't mean, you know, they're going to win 11 games or something, but I think they're going to be better than they were. And I mean, assuming they do the right things, I think their new coaching staff is going to help make them better, just as it will in Dallas. I think McCarthy in Dallas will make a big difference over Jason Garrett. It's not, you know, we talked a little bit yesterday about the personnel, but it's also McCarthy.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm feeling good about my Cowboys. I think Rodgers' time has passed. Nothing against Brady, but I don't see that team going to the Super Bowl. I think Breeze, I think his time's passed. Matt Ryan, he's done. I think my Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl this year. So I'm going to at least have
Wow. Them.
So that's my
prediction.
Yeah, I'm predicting right now. Cowboys to the Super Bowl.
I like it, Len. All right. Thank you, Len. That's quite a change from Len's previous comments from Rona on Dallas. He'd been very down on his Cowboys.
Now he said he doesn't think Brady's going to go to the Super Bowl. So yeah, that's probably why he's happy.
Well, no, but he mentioned all those other quarterbacks too. He mentioned Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. He called Aaron Rodgers finished. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is finished, but it still seems like there's something wrong there. Now, you know, that coaching staff, I think, will help them without question, but I don't know. I mean, look, I think Tampa with Brady, let me say this. I think Brady's going to have a huge year. Huge year. I think Brady, I'll tell you what, I think at 43 years old, he could wind up being the MVP. I think he's going to have that type of year. I think he's going to have a really big year. He's going to have weapons around him for once. In recent years, he hasn't had any. You know, again, the drop-off, the alleged drop-off, and I saw more of that today. I saw that in some places today. I don't know what you thought you saw, but that's not what you saw. It's not what you saw. You know, there are guys, there are coaches in the league. There are ex-players in the league who have said, who put up videos on Twitter showing Brady's arm strength last year and demonstrating aptly. Brian Baldinger put up a number of tweets on Brady and showing pass after pass, demonstrating his still remarkable arm strength. So that's all a myth. You can only throw the ball. You know, again, the numbers actually say that Brady was the seventh most proficient quarterback on throws of 20 yards or more last year, which is insanity because he had no receivers who could get 20 yards or more down the field. You know, he had guys running the wrong routes. There was zero speed. The only speed was little Philip Dorsett. And look, honestly, he's just not any good. I won't call him a turd like Rex Ryan called Amari Cooper a turd. Did you know that, Ramona?
No.
Yeah. Foot fetish guy.
That's the foot guy. I know.
Yeah. Foot fetish guy went on, I think it was Dan Patrick's show, and really ripped into Amari Cooper and Dallas for signing them to a $100 million deal. and said, called him a turd, said, I don't know why Dallas would have ever signed this turd. Talked about his home and away splits and then later had to He had to take it back. You know, the thing is this. First of all, you know, it's funny. It's funny who and what we are and the way we react to things. You know, and I think it was that specific word that caused him the problems. It caused him the problems on social media.
Someone.
Yeah, well, he's a guy who has a foot, a known foot fetish. So, you know, why would you expect anything else? But here's the thing. You bring him on, all right? This is what's troublesome about it, though. You bring him on because you know he's controversial. You know he's going to say things that stir people up.
Oh, you're saying don't interview him.
Right. Or embrace it. If you're going to bring him on to be controversial and to say, to offer strong opinions on things, then don't be a weasel when he does. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, first of all, you know what? Okay. Maybe he shouldn't use that specific word, but who cares? You know what? It's his opinion. If he thinks the guy sucks, I mean, so in other words,
well, now if he said, oh, he sucks, that would have probably been okay.
Well, that's my point. I don't know. So it's okay to say he sucks. Apparently. Yeah, it's okay to say he sucks, but not to call him a turd. I'm sorry. It basically means the same thing, right? I mean, it's all the same meaning.
It's just a weird thing to call somebody.
I know it's a weird thing, but again, social media jumped all over him, and he came out and offered his. Now, look, it's not like Rex Ryan has this sterling track record that he can reference. He doesn't exactly have a Belichickian track record, you know. So he may not be in the best position to be making these type of calls. But we've seen it previously. People have already forgotten. Remember, he had another target like last year, and it was Baker Mayfield. Remember, he said all those negative things about Baker Mayfield last year, and then Mayfield responded in kind, and it went back and forth. But, you know, here's the one thing I will say, and I'm not offering up a defense for him. I don't really think he needs a defense. In the realm of the most heinous things people have said, calling somebody a turd is not exactly strong. I mean, people all over have been saying, oh, no, you know, you can't say that. Okay, why? You brought him on to say things like that. You brought him on for that exact reason. That's why I said, you know, don't bring him on or embrace it and live with the consequences. You know, it'll die down in 24 hours. Who cares? Who cares? You know, but as to the legitimacy of what he said, well, here are the numbers. You know, he said that, you know, Cooper's only good at home. He can't play on the road. He doesn't show up in big games. He said all these things. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I know it's troublesome to people, but guess what? He's right. He's right. Here are the numbers in case you think that he doesn't know what he's talking about on this issue. The last 2 years, here are your splits. Amari Cooper away from home, 58 catches, 637 yards, 3 TDs. Amari Cooper at home, 96 catches, 1,557 yards. In other words, he's got 2,200 yards the last 2 years, and nearly 1,600 of them are at home. 12 touchdown receptions at home. 3 on the road. So here's the thing. I guess you apologize for the turd word. Everything else he said is actually accurate. And I know facts can be cumbersome things, but everything else he said about Amari Cooper is true. And he's saying you should pay the quarterback, not the receiver. I want to touch a little bit more on this when we come back. Quick break. Robert, you're up first when we return.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the Upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
For 25 years, Husqvarna...